This is Gentleman's Inquiry.
We're gonna ask the questions you don't wanna ask. We're gonna make you laugh at things like dicks and cans. We're gonna spit some news, we're gonna talk some crime. Now let me hear you say it just one more time. Gentleman's Inquiry is here to stay. Always being funny till the end of these days. Now sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And give it up for these boys that you already know.
And welcome to a Gentleman's Inquiry with Petey and...
I'll go, AJ.
And J-Rad.
What are we doing this week, AJ?
We're doing a superhero draft. It's something I've been excited about for about 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. Although I've only researched for like two, 3 days.
Yeah, I think we're all a little lazy on that.
Yeah.
I bet.
Took me an hour and a half.
So maybe
don't wait until like the last day to finally fucking do anything about it, of course. Well, we're going to do 7 rounds, just kind of picking who we think is going to be the best defending team of the planet Earth. If we could do so in real life, that would be pretty fucking sweet, but we can't, so we're just going to have fun with it. The only rules are you can't go with anything more than 2 mega heroes, which would be like your Supermans and shit, where they got a bunch of powers and they're a bunch of fuck-offs.
Yeah.
And then you got your supers, your mid-level guys that, you know, they got a couple of decent powers going on, but they're not, you know, outrageous or anything. And then you got your shitheads like Robin and, you know, whatever sure. else.
they're not your meat shields.
So you get 2 of the big ones, 2 of the mediums, and 3 of the last ones.
The poopers.
Just to keep it interesting. The poopers. The supers, dupers, and poopers.
Super duper poopers, scoopers.
All right, so we chose it earlier today with a silly little lag tournament to see who was going to get to pick first. And Jared is a total homosexual.
I won the ball toss.
Faggot.
We had to bounce a tennis ball off a board, and I did it the best.
I hate balls. I didn't get to see these balls in action at all, okay?
It's because you sat down.
I used to live here, but anyways, I'll have to deal with it.
So what is your fucking big grand entrance?
My J-Rad pick of the day for my mega, my number one mega, Professor Xavier.
What's your reasoning behind that?
What's
his place in your team?
Strategy and intelligence.
Of course.
So he's going to be the one that strategizes plans, obviously.
Right.
Or, well, one of the main. He's basically going to act as, like, my general.
Not much for combat going on with
him. No, yeah. But he has mad defensive skills.
Well, you know, there's that.
He can make anybody's thoughts a reality, so he can basically summon up people's worst fears if he really wants to. He's like the Pennywise of superheroes. All right. He can make people see what he wants them to see. He can mind control people.
Fair enough.
He can do a lot of shit with his
powerful.
Brain.
He's pretty goddamn powerful.
You're right.
He's
pretty goddamn powerful.
I did that with my mind. I hope that says fuck you.
Was that your number one guy?
No,
oh damn. I had to go with him first though, because my other mega, I'm pretty sure none of you guys are gonna take, so.
Wow.
But him, I was almost positive somebody had him somewhere on their list.
While you're busy with your paraplegic fetish.
Hey, man.
I'll be off with the Silver Surfer.
For a mega?
For the mega.
For really?
Oh, did you not look?
For the mega?
Oh, did you not look, my good sir?
There's his list of superpowers. That's a half a page.
Oof.
Do you want me to read them off? I have a list.
AJ,
that was AJ's.
You know
that was AJ's.
Go ahead,
ladies and gentlemen. The Silver Surfer.
Go ahead, AJ.
No requirement of food, drink, oxygen, sleep. No known weaknesses, and incalculable strength.
Of course.
So that's just
that's great.
Started off there. Cross-dimensional awareness. He can he's aware of everything
at all times. I can see you jerking off over there in dimension 12.
Durability, endurance, stamina, energy blast.
So he's a good lover.
Immortality.
That's a little presumptuous.
Well, endurance, strength.
Nothing can destroy him. He's immortal.
Yeah.
Invulnerability, yeah. Intangibility, phasing, portal creation, ability to create wormholes, power cosmic, super speed, super strength, teleportation, and time travel.
All said, that worries me that you're going to take my other one, and that kind of concerns me.
But...
And I'm pretty pissed off about it.
So, yeah, I really don't even have to explain why I think he belongs to the team. You know, he's going to be my power
player.
You really don't have to make an argument for him. My ultimate power that I could possibly have.
That's
on my team.
That's a list. I wrote it out. I was really excited.
I didn't even look at Silver Surfer.
But, you know.
So did. There's 2 of your picks gone.
So did, like.
So you're up, man.
6 million Jews.
Oof. That was no big deal. All right.
Well,
it was all just a podcast.
I'll have to go with my second Mega, Martian Manhunter.
You fucker! God damn it! That was my other Mega. I can't believe you picked him.
Just like
I didn't think anybody would pick him.
He's intangible.
Fuck. Yeah,
he was a lot like Silver Surfer.
He's got insane fucking abilities.
Get it? I didn't bother.
Son of a bitch! Really? Was that your other one?
No, I just knew it. I just fucking didn't even bother because of that shit.
God damn it!
You asshole.
Fuck,
the Justice League is Martian Man and a bunch of little bitches. That's what it is.
Bunch of little bitches. That's the only reason I looked up Martian Manhunter is because Justice League. I was like, wait a minute, I wonder how good he is.
Exactly.
And he's really fucking good. Son of a bitch, damn. So it's back to me now.
That's pretty
interesting. No, that really makes me mad because now I wish I would have picked...
There's a lot of steals right away.
I wish I would have picked Martian Manhunter right away.
My legs are shaking, I'm so angry.
Yeah, you get, well, I'm pissed too. You got one of my
What do you got for round two?
That's okay. I'm alright with that.
I suppose, well, I got two backups. Martian Manhunter, but I think I'm gonna have to go with. I'm gonna be the guy that goes with Superman. Yep, cross that one off your list, bitch. Cross that one off your list.
It wasn't even on my list.
Well, I thought he was crossing off his.
I put it on there.
He just grosses me out, man.
Well, you gotta admit, he's
just
got
a
lot
nasty
of. Superhero. There's a lot of shit he can do.
I hate that fucker.
My other,
I hate him.
Well,
I hate him.
I guess I won't say what my other pick was.
I hope Ben Affleck shits on his chest, to be frank.
Right.
I don't want them to be on the team.
Honestly, I'm not a Superman fan, but he can do a lot of shit, so I'm going to make him,
can.
I'm going to put
him
on my mega team. He can withstand almost anything except
fucking
Green Rocks.
He's a crybaby, but he'll
except
be
Except Green Rocks.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Well, then, PD.
It's not
your turn.
Okay.
Is that your turn?
Slow your roll, chief. Jabroni
pick,
off my D.
I still think I got another off the radar unless you steal from me.
I have a feeling you probably do.
Bastard bitch.
If you went Martian Manhunter, you probably
now,
got a couple off there.
You said, I was worried when you said this earlier because I was like, that's another one of my big aces. I got Storm.
Okay.
I just looked into it and I was like, fuck, you are a bitch.
That's a mega for you?
Oh, yeah. That's my second mega.
Yeah,
It was fucking mind-blowing. I mean, when you think about it, all that shit that she could control with just the abilities to control weather and, like, the powers that cause weather to happen, essentially.
Yeah, dude.
And therein, she kind of gets the elements under control, too, with the air and the water and... Yeah. So you can basically go day, night, rainy, tornado, fucking lightning. She can control those elements all out there. It's like that's so much. She can basically control everything in the vicinity, giving you such a big leg up.
Right.
It made total sense to me to just add her to every. I mean, she's got a whole bunch of other stuff too. But I was like, it's just a little.
I almost wish I would have I almost wish I would have put her on my list somewhere because after I thought of that one team I told you about, I was like, God, she would be good. Like just in any situation, really. But then I was like,
explain
I don't
that
know.
Again, real quick.
What?
What that
my
team
other...
idea was?
Oh,
I
was gonna roll a team. I was thinking about rolling an actual like themed. Well, not really themed, but like a team where. The rest of the team benefited off of one person, where Storm, she could control the weather, so she could just blot out the sun with clouds, and then make it really dark, you know, because the sun's not out, and then have a bunch of superheroes with night vision, and then just go around and just shank bitches in the dark.
Raping the Eve.
Right? So I was like, that'd be a sweet team, but at the same time, it could be countered somewhat easily, I guess, so...
Light can be made,
but it's still it's still a really awesome strategy. But it could be pretty easily countered.
It's just a lot tougher, you know, without the sun on your side.
Yeah, as all.
AJ, what do you got for round two?
I have a fetish, guys.
Ooh,
I like. Doctors.
Is it names that happened last?
So
time.
You got you picked Doctor Strange, didn't you?
Doctors and atom bombs. Doctor Manhattan.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Changed the laws of physics. He can just say bye.
That was one of my backups.
I didn't even think
that was
of
one of my backups.
Man, wow.
He can replicate himself. He can create himself as large and as small as he wants,
which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Size alone, size, control of your size.
He can
just suddenly have more
every,
of you.
Right.
Every form of matter, you know, he can shape matter pretty much.
It's pretty sexy.
Damn, man, that's a good choice.
Yeah. So that's my other mega.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Fuck.
I forgot. I had him way in the back of my mind and pulled him out. Stuck him in
stuck
for a
in
rainy
the,
day.
The last second. All right, so
man.
That's a good choice, man. Damn. So we're moving on to mid tier now.
We're gonna move on to the mid tier.
All right. See, this is tough because I've got four that I picked. So I've got two mains and two backups, but I never really chose which ones were going to be my mains. I just kind of figured any of them would be good, but I'm trying to think now after knowing what you guys got going on. I think I'm going to go with one of my mid-tiers is going to be Ghost Rider.
He was on my list.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, man.
Yeah, that would never even really cross my
mind. Has a lot of resistances.
Yeah, he has.
He can resist a whole lot of shit.
Resist a lot of Storm shit.
Yeah, he can basically. Oh, okay, right on. Yeah, a lot of what Storm can do, he can resist it.
Huh.
So he's this pretty good. And then he can just fucking whip her across the face with his chain. Storm's
all fucked. So the only thing I really know about that is, of course, Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
And
that's,
so I
that's
just
that's
have
all you
a bad
need to know.
Taste
that's
about
that's
it.
All you need
that's
to know.
Honestly a plus two charisma.
Yeah. if anything, that should get me
my
bonus
new fucking
points.
Haircut. Have you seen my haircut?
You seen this haircut?
Have you seen this fucking haircut?
You seen this haircut?
God damn.
But yeah, I
not
mean.
Now, Chief, I'm in the zone.
I figure, yeah, since he's got a lot of resistances, he'd make a good mid-tier just because he'd be able to defend a lot more.
Fair enough.
Against
what kind of two does he have? How is that going to play in? He seems like
I would say he.
Figure,
I would say he would. He would. He'd work with the team, you know. And if he won't,
you feel like?
I feel like he would, just because. Yeah, he kind of has like the lone gun attitude. But I think if he needed
how
to work,
how much money's involved?
Right. If he needed to work with the team, he would. And if not, Professor Xavier is just going to mind control his ass and make him work with the team.
Money,
so.
That's what makes.
Yeah, I guess you got
work.
That on your side.
That honestly, I should have thought. I should have thought further into that and just picked a bunch of other fuckers and just had Professor X mind control everybody and force them to fight. Right. But,
one of Storm's capabilities, resistant to telepathy.
True.
A lot of mutants are like
fact.
Gambit, also.
That's my next pick, motherfuckers. Gambit.
He was on my list. Hey, give me a pen.
Charging up shit with his molecular whatever they call it, I guess.
Molecular
disturbance or something. He's pretty fucking excellent. I think you're kind of underestimating him.
Do you have
the
website pulled up? Because my phone's almost dead.
Yeah. My phone's because we're going to about go down on this.
He
can
literally charge anything of any size, though. It's all a matter of the kind of time he's got to put the charge into it.
Well,
so
I
he could
have
send,
to have my
I mean,
size specially made in Taiwan. Because I get mine made out of honey badger skin condoms.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all.
I don't know how to work the computer.
This is getting interesting. I'm going to say that right now. I can't wait till we
get
what
are we looking up?
He's going to look up. Yeah, what are you looking up?
Gambit's pretty impressive, though, man.
Invisible
Vietnam.
He's
got really good combat and shit.
The Invisible Woman? Is that who you picked?
This card's a rip,
bitch. This is my first super. Okay. But,
you already. No, it isn't. You already picked your supers. Oh, your megas, my bad. So we're on to his pick now.
All right,
okay.
So this is what I just want to, like, once I get to
they're
the powers.
To get real bad.
The Invisible Woman. So you have to say that. You just kind of scrolled to it. AJ's third is next pick's
yeah.
The Invisible Woman.
Okay. So she can render... it's really a long reading, but basically she can create force fields that are impenetrable, basically energy turrets whatever she wants if you read that and go through
I'm
not gonna read that because I don't believe
mind
you.
Power
so like
who
damn
what
dude
what that's supposed to be
what
she
invisible
can okay, so
oh
she,
psionic powers
yeah.
Okay,
she can
sense,
render herself wholly or partially invisible at will, also render other people or objects invisible.
That gives me a reason.
40,000 cubic feet of volume.
So what are you thinking there, like reconnaissance, like?
Well, she can protect you from getting hit and make you invisible.
Uh-huh. That is
pretty and
she useful.
Can create ramps and stuff and run up them herself, but nobody else can. Yeah, it's all there.
Word.
I was reading about it.
I'll believe you, even though I don't.
Oh, no, I totally believe
yeah,
it. I totally believe it.
Because
I was reading about Invisible Woman, like, because I was reading a bunch of internet, like,
I don't, we
top
don't,
25.
We don't need to know why you were reading about the Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
We need to know why you're reading.
It's been a while.
Some fucking,
like,
some
I've tried to come shot her
it's been
too
a while.
Many times.
Some fanfic porn out there. Some fanfic.
But, yeah, I was reading about her, and she's definitely the strongest on the Fantastic Four.
Right on.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
So she's mine, cause yeah.
That gives yeah. Actually, your pick gives me a reason to choose one of the people on my list that
wow.
I have,
and that is
not my next pick.
Nice.
He's actually in my sidekick category.
You take a risk. How about you just jump ahead one and
yeah.
See
how about
see if you
no.
Can get that other one later.
How about no? How about I want to pick my mid tier?
Why you gotta be such a cunt?
Because my mid tier pick is my next mid tier pick out of left field. Hellboy. Hellboy.
Yeah.
I thought you said Hellboy.
Nope, Hellboy. Was he on your list?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Ghost Rider and Hellboy.
You dig. Two badasses from hell.
You dig.
Hellboy's got Grim Reapin', in case you didn't know.
He does.
You touch him, you die. Literally.
Ooh.
Yep. Hellboy, if you touch him, if you touch his skin, you die. He don't die.
He don't die.
You die. He don't die. He don't give a fuck.
Stone Hand of Doom.
Yep.
Fucking key to blow up.
And then he's got a big old magnum.
Or to save the world from being blown up. Right?
If you don't touch him, he'll blow a new hole in your ass.
Woo!
With his magnum. Boom!
Just like Superman. I get a
just
weird
like Superman.
Gay vibe.
Just like Superman. Hellboy?
No! Superman!
Oh, I was gonna say.
Blowing holes in asses!
Hellboy? Say, it's like the
that
most.
Stupid curly
like,
Q in the front.
Hellboy is like the
that
least gay superhero you could come up with.
Come on. Is,
but yeah, that, so my that's my mid tier, man. Hellboy and, who was my other one? Hellboy and, Ghost Rider.
Right on. Right on.
I had two others, but, you know, I think those guys will suit this a little better. They suit my personality better, that's for damn sure. Don't touch me or I'll fucking cut you. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Anyways, Petey.
You're
next.
You
your next choose. Mid tier.
What did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh God. Vin Diesel. Like that's why.
Vin Diesel.
That's my pick. Vin
I
Diesel. Groot.
Yeah, that's what I
yeah,
was.
I was a little surprised by that myself. Yeah.
Don't ask me.
Yeah,
I never
Groot's definitely
movie.
My next choice. He seems like
Groot.
A bad motherfucker.
Is that the guy Vin Diesel played?
Yeah, Groot.
What's
yeah, he's essentially indestructible.
Like, though,
he
okay.
is fire resistant.
He is?
Yeah. The more okay. wood he consumes, the more dense he becomes, and once he reaches a certain density, he's actually resistant to fire.
Okay.
So you can't light him on fire.
Correct.
What if he's not anywhere near any other trees?
He doesn't have to be near other trees.
He
just
has to,
eat wood.
Oh, I suppose.
And like it just continues to grow him. As he lives,
I'm gonna.
He has to eat.
I'm just
wood.
Gonna. I'm just gonna throw him into the Pacific
How much
Ocean.
What is Groot eating?
I'm not.
How much wood?
Oh,
what is Groot
eating? Is he taking whole planets of hardwood?
I hate that I was being so serious in my head about it, and it didn't even cross my mind. And I was like, "Why is everybody laughing? Why is everybody laughing? Eating wood, you motherfuckers!
You're so gay.
You're so gay.
That's
Superman's gay.
Gay.
Don't put
that's
that on me.
Groot. I think Groot might be gayer than Superman.
That's
the way
all
you described
bullshit.
Him. I need another beer.
I hate
you guys.
Subliminal. That's straight.
No, he's crazy good, man. He can grow.
Yeah,
he,
man. He eats wood. I don't want him on my team.
He eats tons of wood.
That's
great.
On my team. Fine.
He can actually,
that's one superhero
you know,
I would want to hang out with, you know?
Yeah, he'd be cool. You got plants help out.
I wouldn't
he could,
know, I've
he
never,
He can summon trees, like, in fucking Lord
oh,
of the
yeah,
Rings
yeah,
or some
I
shit.
That.
He can summon ants?
Plants and stuff.
Well,
like, literally
he can live in the forest.
Oh, okay.
To fight, on his side.
Well, good
so,
thing
if they're in a forest.
Good thing we're
going to
fight in a city.
Lies your ass. My next pick. Like I said, I love doctors. I'll go Doctor Strange.
Oh,
Doctor Strange. For mid-tier, huh?
You ass.
For a super.
For mid tier, man. That's crazy.
He's the all.
Dr. Strizange.
He's a sorcerer. And he
talking themes, and you went
with
a really interesting
yeah.
theme.
And
doctors.
There's going to be so. I can already tell from these first four, there's going to be so many arguments made against, like, one power against another for some of these guys. Like,
yeah,
what do you mean? Like, that guy could make himself invincible with this if he did this. And you know what I mean? Like, this is going to go on
I
forever.
I think every one of my people has been invincible.
You just went with any superhero that had immortal as an ability.
You can't
like,
touch
what,
him.
You, even if he can't beat you, you can't kill him. So what are you going to...
It's
a stalemate.
It's sterile.
Yeah, it's going to be a stalemate, bro.
Watch your man. I'm just going to be sitting there phased out for hours. Just like...
Just phased.
Make a move. I wish a motherfucker
do it.
Would.
Do it. I wish you would. I
no,
wish you would. I can do it.
All right. You ain't
got shit. So now that's everybody's mid tier. So
we're
moving
on
to
the poopers.
Sidekicks.
We're definitely on the poopers.
Poopers.
Of which you get three.
What do you got?
So. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought you were actually trying to help me by pointing out my beer was overflowing. You're just fingering my pant hole.
All
right. I have one that I know I want.
Today.
Shut up. My hand's all gross with beer now.
What's that?
This round I think I'll go with the Flash.
The Flash,
the
huh?
The Flash.
Huh.
Motherfucker can reverse time.
Ain't that fast.
Mm-hmm.
What's top speed?
That's one of his abilities.
Bullshit.
Mm, look it up.
You got two motherfuckers that can reverse time.
Look it up. Look it up. If you pull a quick one on me, I'm gonna go back in time and counter that shit.
Oh man, that ain't gonna happen.
Superman can do it too, but I mean Flash. The other reason I picked Flash is I figured he was a good escape plan. If things start going awry, he can just grab a motherfucker and run him out real
quick.
That's
true. That's
he's really I'm basically I'm using him.
I get that.
I'm basically using him as a defense mechanism
Fair enough.
An escape mechanism.
Yeah, and he can think faster, like think at the speed.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
figure if things start going negative, he runs in, grabs everybody,
suppose,
gets him out of there.
Yeah, moving that faster, processing
it. He can literally grab my whole team and move them out before somebody throws a punch.
He can also fast read books. So.
Well, you know, if we get into a fucking math off here.
Oh, shit.
Flash dominates your ass. Flash.
Alright, Flash.
Give me the marker.
I still don't know which one I should really start with for my size.
I don't really got good poopers because all my guys were like top tiers. And
okay,
I gotta dumb it down.
My first one, I wanted a little intellect on the team. A little more intellect. I went with Beast.
Right on. Good choice.
I was like, you know, he's extremely athletic. He is very strong. Fast.
Okay.
Agile. And fucking smart.
For intellect, I'd say that's a good choice.
Yeah. I figured that would be a pretty good choice.
I actually didn't, I'll be honest. He didn't even cross my mind for intellect. I had some other guys in mind for intellect, but yeah, that's a good choice.
I figured he was physically capable and intellectual, which was one of the big draws on him.
Basically,
a lot of them, it's
a scientist. Yeah. Right on, man. Good choice.
Right on. You got biatch.
I'll go with that. Whatever it is, it's horrible.
I feel a tickle in your loins.
Is it another doctor? It is, isn't it?
Dr. fucking Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Thanks, man.
Dr. Seuss.
The motherfucking hat.
He's gonna
crazy
rap.
Shit, I
Michael
mean.
Myers.
He's gonna, if we get into a rap battle, y'all done. He'll drop rhymes like you've never seen.
Rhyming for days.
Rhyming for days.
I make up words like a flippity burb.
Flippity burb.
For intellect, sheer resources, and files, and data, Batman.
Okay, give me the marker so
gotta
I can cross
Batman,
him off my list.
I mean, he's just a guy, but he's got all the know-how and the resources.
No, he wasn't necessarily my intellect, but he was one of them. I have a backup.
He's a smart
guy.
He's
a good
resource. Okay,
man.
The reason
he's
I was
just an emo bitch.
The reason I was going to put
he's
Batman on my list.
He can get a hold of some kryptonite. Come on.
Right. The reason I was going to put him on my list is cuz research.
That.
Well, yeah, okay. That's a bonus I never thought of. But intellect, because he can do research, he can probably figure out a lot of things for the team, but he has basically infinite funds. So
true.
He can actually get them, like,
the
equipment they need.
He can crash his company into the ground and reopen it next year.
And still be good.
And own half the world.
Yeah.
But then, depending on which version of Batman we're talking, he's kind of an emo bitch. I mean, he's kind of a loner when it comes to being
a
superhero.
That could destroy some
morale, man.
That's where Xavier comes back in and just gives him some mental fucking.
Guys, we just can't do it. We can't.
We can't do it.
Sorry.
Remember.
Remember
when your parents died.
Tell this shell out money. I need Magneto's helmet replicated seven times.
But then Professor Xavier comes in. Hey, remember when your parents died? That team did it.
And I need
and then
one
just
that
focus
can be
all
any
his rage,
Dr.
man.
Dr. Manhattan, and if you can come in blue, that'd be cool. Thanks.
That'd be cool. Thank you.
Groot eats wood.
I rest my case.
Groot eats wood.
Groot eats wood.
Yo, okay. Round two.
All right. For sidekicks.
Well, yeah, in the
ghost. God, who should I go with, man? I only got two choices left, and I've got about eight guys.
Ron fucking Swanson.
No.
Dem's facts.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
He's just pissed off.
Bear Grylls.
He's having a condition.
Josh, you know you love Bear.
No, he can go fucking drink his own piss.
He does.
Off a glass.
Like four straight times.
Per episode.
What am I eating that's so salty?
So Bear Grylls, right? That's what it is.
No.
Chuck Norris.
Even though he is fair game, I didn't put Chuck Norris anywhere on this list. I think I'm gonna have to go with, since You got Batman for tech. Oh, I know who I have to go with. Black Panther. That's who I have to go with.
Why do you have to go with Black Panther's recon.
Black Panther has heightened senses of awareness. Even if you're Invisible Woman, Black Panther can fucking smell her out.
Ooh, yep. Smell it out.
He can fucking find Invisible Woman. When he picked Invisible Woman, I was like, I'm gonna have to have Black Panther.
If you didn't see that comment.
Black Panther can literally find anything.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, he'll sniff out the and be like, she's right here, nuke her. She's right here, nuke. Red, drop the nuke over there.
Drop the nuke.
She's right there. She's hiding in that building. Go get her.
Hey,
let me get away. I don't care. We can still find you. we can still find you. So even if you got a force field, at least we're going to know where you're at. Oh, when you're done.
All
right,
you got it.
Right on. All right, Petey.
Oh, boy.
I picked a pooper as my team leader.
As your mega?
I know.
Oh, I see what you're... No, okay.
As the leader of my group, I picked a pooper with no powers.
Okay.
No powers?
No powers.
Robin! Is it Robin?
Master Chief.
Oh.
Master Chief. He's got no powers. He's just superhuman, essentially.
Well, not even really.
And he's got the military strategy and everything going for him, so that'd be great for planning attacks.
Okay.
He's a total badass. That's everybody knows that. And that's always good to have in a leader.
But at the same time, all it's going to take is one right hook from Superman, and his head goes flying. His head goes flying.
He's the leader, not the forefront of the fighting.
Superman can fly over the forefront of the fight.
You fuck?
He's like, oh, there's a battle down there. I'm just going to go up here and over.
Nah, Silver Surfer's got that cosmic power, and that's a whole nother level, son.
We'll see, man. We'll see. All right, though.
As much as Superman likes to take it in the ass, he's
right. I'll give it to you. It's an interesting choice. It's a good choice. I won't say it's a bad choice.
He would make a good team leader. It would help get the team to do the right, make the right decisions in dire times, rather than just scramble like a bunch of power-hungry idiots.
I won't disagree with you on that. All right,
what
AJ.
What's your round two?
Robin.
Gumby.
Gumby. Nigga literally stretches, alright? Nigga literally stretches, alright? He's gonna tie all your asses up. He's gonna tie all
there
your
asses. There is an equivalent, to be fair.
What's his face? Or Clayface.
Yeah.
But we're not doing villains.
Yeah,
we're not doing villains.
I think for my team leader, because he does have that heightened sense of awareness.
Oh, don't say who I think you're about to say, bitch.
He's got an IQ of 250.
Oh, maybe not.
Peter Parker.
You fucker. Give me the marker.
God damn it.
That was Peter one Parker. Of my guys.
As gay as I've always said, I hated
You
Spider-Man.
Can't do it,
yeah,
Josh.
I was going to say,
you can't do it.
You just got Josh's vote, you bastard.
No, you're not allowed to do that. It has to be based on the whole team, not one character.
You just got Josh's
fuck.
Vote, you bastard.
That's not why I did it.
A judge on our panel has a bit of a bias towards Spider-Man.
He's just going to write in big bold letters, AJ. Did we actually at any point mention there's a panel here present?
Yeah, we didn't really mention that.
Yeah,
yeah, we have a panel.
We do have a panel of folks
to
here
decide
to decide. Because if we did this, we would literally just fucking end up being like, okay, let's just go outside and fist fight and decide whose team's better.
And what? It's cold out. So.
It's Minnesota in late February, and it's cold.
Yeah, we did the dick ass, but I always lose those.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't talk this whole time.
Well, you're pretty much
you can drop a little bit.
But
in
if you got got shit to say, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We got to make it known that there's other people, because otherwise people are going to just be like, who the fuck are those people?
Anyway, that bitch
about?
Has a Spider-Man bias, so we're a little worried about his place as a
panel.
All right,
I think we're pretty good team. All right.
He can rip
people's
faces off. Oh, with the hair in his hand. He goes, guess what? Your face is gone.
Free rent.
I just made a new mask.
Free rent.
I'm just saying, if somebody picked me as a sidekick, I could do the same thing with Jizz. So, you know.
Energy beam, Silver Surfer, done.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You cooked!
Can I throw something out there, though?
No!
Fuck you. I'm good anyways. I was... Spider-Man was one of my choices as a sidekick, okay?
Yeah. He's a pooper.
Too.
I was going to use him as basically a trapper. Okay?
Be genius.
Not use him to set up web traps.
Yeah.
Or to immobilize people with his web.
See, that's what I was going to use
Black
Panther with, because he's going to have heightened senses as well.
That'd be a pretty equal match, though.
Right, they're both good at combat. Because
Panther's super fast and
slash through the webs.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a good match.
That would be a good fight.
It's a good call.
That'd be a good fight. We'll see.
They're both geniuses.
Yes.
I didn't have any of my first picks taken right out from underneath me. I'm pretty happy about that.
Did anybody have Xavier?
I didn't
have
really.
God damn it!
I wish I would have chosen Martian Manhunter right away. Fuck! But I figured that would be on both your lists.
Nah.
Like, oh, fucking cripple.
Exactly.
Like, he's got fucking insane mind fucking power. Cripple. And he's going to make the team work together
He's not the battling type, though, man.
I don't give a fuck. He can mind control a fucker if he needs to.
I think
to.
Of his character, and he doesn't want
to
go to war.
He can make people, he can make things in your mind a reality.
And
if somebody's
he doesn't
like,
physically go to
I'm
war.
I'm
going to
kill you, he's just going to be like, well, what do you think about that? And then it's literally a reality.
You out of here?
Phase yeah, I got to go.
Right on,
Gabe's
go
bouncing.
Thanks for stopping
just
by.
Just touch me.
Gabe's leaving, guys.
Bye, Gabe.
You can't make it.
I'll do a phone in. I'll do a phone in.
Phone
me in.
Right on, man.
Phone me
in. Well, thanks.
Call.
Well, thanks for sitting in on this okay. while you did.
All right.
Man, we appreciate it.
I definitely got one out of three votes. I'm
happy.
I'm just kidding.
I would say Spider-Man's a good choice.
Good.
But
who's your last pick?
You see, this is rough because.
I should review mine because I want to make sure.
Really tough. Because I have like two roles that could be filled right now, and both be pretty relevant in a fight, but I just don't know if some of them are of any use against some of the guys you have. You know what I mean?
But it's not. It's we're not fighting each other.
Well, no, so. I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is, it's like, goddamn, you know, like it's. I don't know, like.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's just hard to say, but I think since I had Flash last round and he's pretty much a rewind button if he needs to be. So I mean, I don't think I have any use for a trap for someone who specializes in trapping people, because if they needed to trap somebody precisely and fucked it up the first time, Flash can give them a second chance. So I'm going to I think what I'm going to do,
quite the fucking bank.
Yeah, I know. But, well, you know what I don't have?
But Jared's next pick.
Yeah, Jared's next pick. You know what I don't
his
have?
His final pick. His
is
last
someone
pooper.
With long-range capabilities.
He's looking for some long-range.
What the hell, man? Get your fucking lips off
He's
the mic.
For that big dick.
Now, I'm going to admit I'm having a hard time deciding between two guys, but I think I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to go with Green Arrow.
Ah.
Green Arrow.
It was one of my possible backups.
I have him in as a sniper role.
Yeah.
So he's got range. So he can. He's my one guy that can sit 2 miles away, watch my other dude's backs, and pick fuckers off.
My big concern, the reason I steered away from him and Hawkeye for that matter, is just because of the arrow aspect. You need arrows.
Well, he damn near has an unlimited supply. If he knew he was gonna fucking need a shitload, he would bring a shitload.
It seems like a logistics issue to me.
But at the same time, you see what I'm saying, though, is he can sit a long distance away and snipe bitches.
Yeah, that's true.
So technically,
he's gotta be able to get a cargo load of fucking arrows there.
But he's good. Have you ever seen Green Arrow run out of arrows and stay out of arrows for a long time? Bullshit, man! Like, he's gonna
get that great. He ain't never got a bunch of arrows like that.
He gonna get back. You want me to re-choose? That
sounds as credible as when a six-shooter shoots 8 times in a movie.
It still happens. I think he's good to go.
All right.
Like I said, and like I was saying, he could literally sit at a compound that has arrows in it and snipe bitches.
Well, you can have that. I'll let you have it. I mean, like I said, it was one of my backups. I figured it would be good to have
the range. And to be fair, he's got good melee combat skills, too.
And he does. You're right.
So, I mean, if he needed to retrieve an arrow, he's capable of retrieving an arrow. It ain't your turn. It's his turn.
You get so excited. It's adorable.
Yeah, you need to get over it. Well, that's my shit, man.
All right, my last one. You mentioned reconnaissance earlier with the Black Panther.
I bet you're going to choose who I was trying to decide between.
Who do you think?
Nightcrawler.
Yep, nailed it.
That was the guy I was trying to. It was between him and Green Arrow.
I was going to make him my spy. The teleportation's perfect, you know? He's this stealthy little fucker.
He was going to be my spy.
He can get in and out, and people probably never fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. got in the White House in like 2 seconds in that second movie. That was dope.
Yep, he was my second choice.
I mean, I thought it was pretty obvious as to why I chose him. So,
he teleports. He can teleport around.
He's not particularly strong. He's got some good martial arts skills, but I mean, largely it's his teleportation that makes him useful.
Right on.
He can save people from falling off of buildings that don't have particularly great powers, i.e., the other poopers.
Right.
So he can kind of help out Master Chief and shit. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Stuff. Okay, AJ.
That's your shitter. Drop your last shitter.
I don't know. Drop your ultra awesome sidekick.
Drop your final deuce, son.
So I got two. I got a backup if this is too powerful for a pooper. So
I don't think it matters.
Slow your roll.
Black Bolt.
I don't know anything about that.
He's a lot like the Flash. However, he has the Fusro Dao going for him. He does have a voice that can shatter a person's everything.
Well, that's something.
I'd give it to you.
So he's got super speed and a power voice. How powerful is this voice? I guess
like it can
really
shatter a planet.
We're talking Freddie Mercury.
That's
power.
Shattering planets. It's a pretty high level
if you
of power,
look him up,
man.
He's pretty powerful.
I don't know, man. I'm a little weary on that being a pooper.
For a
if
pooper,
you
could,
a pooper shadow shattering planets.
Yeah,
that's
kinda.
I mean that's a high super.
The thing that makes him a pooper for me is he can't control it, so he can't talk.
I didn't get that aspect.
But he still,
has
the ability
right,
to do
still,
it.
Yeah.
All right, my backup's Legolas.
That ain't a superhero. But I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to him.
Fuck you.
I want to see Legolas.
Master Chief's on the fucking page.
I
want to
see Legolas and fucking Green Arrow.
Look
go
up
at
Legolas.
It,
I bet he's on there.
Yeah, but he better
I
be.
I don't believe it.
Fucking Goku was on there. I almost picked Goku. I was like, I don't know. They'll think of some fucking clever way to beat him down.
Because he's not clever.
Right.
He's not clever at all. That's the one thing that puts him back.
Puts him
dumb as fuck. Goku is dumb as shit.
Yeah, he is.
You are so dumb.
You are so dumb.
How am I
Yeah, man, solid.
Right now? Get back.
So let's,
make another little Super Saiyan.
Go ahead, I'm looking up Legolas real quick.
I want to talk about some of my second choices here.
All right, some of your...
Well, from starting with the Megas, one of them, well, my main choice, but that got fucked, was Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
But, my Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yeah.
Was another choice.
Yeah, he was in my options.
I kind of...
He was one of my original Megas.
He's gotta be recharged.
I'm gonna go
pee. Yeah, but, I don't know.
If it needs to be... He's
Yeah, but that bitch can get around.
Yeah, you can. He never seems to have a problem with running out.
True.
But,
are we talking black or white, though?
And let's remember this.
Faster.
I think each of us probably have somebody
higher.
That can peel dimensions.
I'm pretty sure they can both do
it. Which would make that whole problem of having charge it like not much of a problem. Boom,
right.
Licking
spot. Oh yeah,
done.
You never really.
If you had Silver Surfer in him, just
right.
boom,
right.
recharge
exactly.
your ring. Boom, boom,
boom,
back.
You're done.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, he was another choice for my mega. My mid tier, War Machine.
War Machine, yeah.
As a tank. Like, motherfucker, you're just rolling up in that bitch.
Did anybody look at the Hulks at all? Any of them?
I did, but I figured he's
She-Hulk, Red Hulk, regular Hulk.
You know what
right
I mean?
On. Huh?
Thor, I never looked at.
He was actually one of my backups.
Was
I just none of my big ones got taken.
If it wasn't gonna be Dr. Manhattan, it was gonna be Thor.
I never even considered a Hulk or a Thor just
but
because.
But Dr. Manhattan.
Well, Thor would be
it was between Thor and Green Lantern as my backups for my mega for my like
that was Green Lantern
mega.
Was my backup. My other backup for mid tier was Colossus, because of his insane resistances.
Yeah, I was gonna pick him just because nobody like picked Augmented Steel.
Right.
I guess maybe you could count Silver Surfer's thing as.
I would. I guess.
Because that's the only thing that can really penetrate him.
Silver.
Otherwise, my sidekicks I had Well, Nightcrawler, which PD got. Give me that marker so I can cross
I had the
that
Thing
over.
And the Winter Soldier in there for a couple of backups.
I had the Thing.
Pooper section.
I had the Thing in my Pooper section.
Figured he would be a good tank. Good operation.
Yep, that's exactly what I wrote. Thing, tank.
So,
so
you said you had the Thing in your Pooper section?
We did. We had the Thing in our Pooper section. Boom.
Oh!
God, he wasn't having things in our Pooper
God
section.
God damn, this is sexually leaving. I'm loving it.
Another one of my Poopers, Iceman. Just to freeze bitches. Yeah. I was gonna use him just as an immobilization technique. And then my last of my sidekick backups I had was Blade.
Yeah.
For tech.
Just in case there's any vampires.
Yep, for tech and shit. Yeah. Motherfucker's got some awesome gear. So.
Right on. Quicksilver was one of my big ones that I didn't
nuts.
Use.
It's like
that I'd really
once
consider.
Once
like these
Silver
parts
Silver
are the longest
speed.
Part of her thing.
There's
a
need
for
speed.
Exactly.
That's an evolution.
That's true.
A surfboard that's indestructible.
Them and surfboards, like, man. As most surfboards are.
Yeah, very few of mine got taken away, man. And they were all like secondary options. Yeah. None of my main ones did.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter was my only main that got taken care of.
I really wish.
I figured you did.
What about you?
You seemed like you had an awful lot of questions about like how things were getting picked right after I told you a couple of my people.
I didn't draft Hulk because
I was like, there's something in common.
Hulk's uncontrollable. Oh, yeah, that's the same reason I didn't do it.
I didn't do Spawn because he's kind of the same way.
Spawn would have been my number one mega pick.
We should move on to the next portion.
All right. What?
Fuck Spawn.
No, he would have been my number one mega, but he's uncontrollable.
Yeah.
What?
Wolverine?
Same thing.
Wolverine,
he's too lone gun. He's too lone ranger.
And he would have to be considered mega because he's very invincible.
Right.
But he's invincible, but he doesn't have a bunch of the other powers like a lot of the invincible people
have. He's basically a human with claws and the invincibility,
Who is Silver Surfer? Like, where did he come from to me? Because why isn't there more movies about him? He's a bad guy.
He was in that one Avengers movie.
But
Rise of the
Silver Surfer. It was actually a fairly sweet movie, to be honest.
I never saw it.
Fantastic Four movie?
Yeah. They need to be more
just about him. Like, I'd be into that.
If you watch that, it shows his true, like, a lot of what you're talking about in his powers-wise. Yeah. It exemplifies a lot of that in that movie because they wanted to make sure they were nailing it right as far as fan base.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So that movie is exceptionally well portrayed of him. Well, I think, anyway.
Right on.
It's pretty cool. He's like...
Yeah. Wait, I thought he was a dude who just had, I never saw the movie because I was never interested in it. I was like, the Silver Dinosaur, but I don't care. That's just, like,
right.
Dumb.
Right. That seems super cheesy.
Like, if you just see that as a preview, it's like...
Get the fuck out of here.
Iceman does that shit.
Sam.
You're Silver and weird.
Iceman did
it
first.
I'm like, how in the F does he just get scanned over? Like, I feel like he's a very underrated, very off the radar.
Same thing for Apocalypse for a supervillain. I think he needs to have a movie.
The movie is literally just
within the first 5 minutes, is just him wiping everybody out, and then the rest of the movie is just him walking around laughing.
Something we didn't really decide earlier is how are the panelists coming to a decision? Are they doing it as a unanimous?
Are we going to deliberate here?
You know,
do you guys need to go to a side room, or what's going on? Do you guys need to?
I think they can just talk it out in front of the mic.
That's the whole point of it.
Though. I'm just kidding.
So this is based around the team that could protect Earth the best. What you're saying.
Yeah,
my rebuttal question.
Not one against the other, but protect Earth the best.
Against what?
Against whatever threat could come our way.
Everything.
Including
the Earth's protectors.
Okay.
Including famine.
Yes, famine.
Including famine, starvation.
Storm, boom.
So you're not battling each other.
We're not
head to head against each other's teams.
No, we would not be facing each other at any point. This is
100%. I kind of originally thought that's what we were gonna do, but
tell that by your picks.
Well, yeah. I think we already know who won.
Spider-Man.
Shut the fuck up.
Spider-Man just left the rest of his team in the dirt and went and kicked everybody's ass.
Well,
your ass.
I suppose I disagree.
Of course you would. I would disagree with it. Anybody in their right mind would disagree with that statement.
Spider-Man is truly a good hero. But I think he's very vulnerable in a lot of aspects.
Oh, yeah. He's just awesome, though.
He's really awesome. I'm not arguing that. It's true. I'm saying if, like, say a meteor is coming right at New York City.
We're going to have to get you guys closer.
He ain't going to be able to do shit.
You guys should just do your shit
now, and then we'll step out.
We can just let you guys.
You guys could just go over and, like, okay,
so this is what this person had going for their team. Right. And then this person, then this person, then make a decision.
Real talk.
Well, I suppose. Ready?
Don't tell me how to live.
Oh, I'm
fine. Oh, God.
All right.
I forgot to write stuff down. I started drawing windows.
All right, guys, talk it out.
All right, well, a panel of judges apparently consists of myself, Jace,
and Thad.
I'm Josh.
You are gay.
Sounded pretty funny.
Let me tell you something. It's just how my voice sounds when it's recorded.
It just sounds like
I love you.
Well, who would like to go first as far as...
I'll go last.
Okay.
Just because his main argument's going to be Spider-Man 1.
No, I didn't write anything down.
I didn't write anything down. I only really wrote down like generalization as far as notes.
Yeah,
I didn't
look
really...
at it. This whole thing is like filled.
Like, yeah,
it looks
in
like,
class.
It looks like a playbook.
In class. Well, it was just mostly strengths.
Doesn't it?
A lot of strengths, some weaknesses. Some of them I'm unsure about. I know a few of their powers. Martian Manhunter is one of my favorites of that whole, you know, like, thing. But, you know, it's just hard to decide as far as, like, what you're really going for. But
you mentioned that you thought of some weaknesses. What weaknesses do you think each of our teams had? That'd be a good
place
to start.
I think that... weaknesses as far as like AJ's team, the weaknesses, he says there's a lot of invulnerability, but I guess maybe I don't know them good enough, but I think that there is no such thing as an invulnerable superhero, because there's always going to be a weakness. It's just whether they have the skill or the knowledge or the forewit to combat that certain event. And in the case that we're discussing, that it's like an all-out impending doom, it's going to be hard to draw the line on what's going to survive in that in a lineup, because you would have a few that would be, in my opinion, wiped out pretty quick.
Spider-Man,
Batman would probably go down pretty quick as well. Not that Batman's not resilient, but I think he would just kind of...
Legolas too.
Yeah,
and Legolas,
you... A lot of people's poopers would die.
Legolas will be in the background just kind of being like, fuck, I can't get close enough. Like,
Legolas would be way up in there, dude. He's always running around doing shit.
He runs out of arrows, because he's going to be like, whoa, it's empty. I can grab this one out of this face and then fire it through three faces.
See?
But then that guy's probably on the fourth one's going to run into me, and that arrow's going to stab me in the face, and I'll die. Yeah. So it's like, maybe. But Legolas is cool.
For cool factor,
he gets a 10.
For the top half of AJ's team, I see a lot of defense.
I do.
But no, there's no power, there's no attack points.
Yeah, there's not a lot of combative.
Is like 2.
It's
all wisdom and charisma, no strength.
Just like AJ.
It's like AJ. This is 100% true.
Just like AJ. He built his team around his personality.
So
yeah, Spider-Man's really strong as far as his main ability, but it's only too effective to a point. So the top half is where he's going to rely on that team.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to an endurance.
And we know endurance isn't AJ's forte.
Right.
And running and anything else.
And most things.
I'm sorry, I hit 6.
I can sleep for a long time, fucker.
That's endurance. A long time.
Groot eats wood.
Groot eats wood.
We'll just make that.
Petey has Groot.
He does.
Groot eats wood. Storm makes rain. Rain makes wood. Storm feeds Groot. That's a good play on superheroes right there.
It's fairly valid.
Yeah.
Fairly valid.
Not to mention the dancing.
Josh is staying relatively quiet.
She helps with any climate.
Rebuttal. He's going to lose his arguments
for the
end.
She's useful for any climate changes, you know, proving to be difficult.
Which Super Surfer would have no problem with.
Right, of course not.
I'll come back to Petey's team.
Cool.
What I really like about Jared's team is the whole fact that it has a lot of fail-safes. To me, Professor X is still combative. He's not only an intelligent strategist, but he does have the synth where he can, you know, figure out where anybody is at any given point. Even if kind of now they're not a mutant, he can still figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in any time frame, in any time zone of the X-Men series, he's still a pretty relative genius, and just as younger self has to fight things, but that's, I don't think, what we're talking about.
That's in the past.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still pretty relevant. It gives him more character and shows why he's such an important
role
does. In the game.
It does, and I think that's a good key feature. It's, the whole fail-safe thing is what I really like. The rain, it's well rounded.
There's a task for everybody.
Yeah, it's well rounded. You know, it's
Josh, what do you have to
thought
say?
My shit through.
Well, about Jared's, I think that there would be conflicting natures with his lineup there.
It lacks a Spider-Man.
No, that's not it. Spider-Man.
It lacks a web slinger.
I think that there's not going to be good team synergy there at all. Like, it'd be kind of a struggle to get everyone on the same page.
With who in particular?
Well, okay, like, obviously Professor X is a G, so he's going to be top dog. But then you got, you know, Ghost Rider and Hellboy in there. They're just going to... And I don't know who the hell the Green Arrow is. I have never
Green
seen
Arrow?
Him.
Yeah. Green Arrow? He's badass.
Ryan Reynolds.
He shoots arrows at people.
No, he was the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The Green Arrow has a series on NBC, I believe, right
oh,
now.
Oh, Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow. Green Arrow.
But...
Okay.
Yeah. If you think back to, like, Justice League...
Yeah, that's the Green Arrow.
Yeah. There is another one. I can't think of anything. Speedy. He's like a echelon of the Flash.
Okay.
But then there's like Green Arrow. And then he's got another little guy who's like
He's kind of vigilante-ish.
Yeah, he's a badass, essentially.
Yeah,
he's right. Cool. Like if I had to say, like literally, like no offense, AJ, but like Legolas Green Arrow. Legolas is an elf. He's pretty fucking cool.
He's got ears. Like
he's got elf ears.
He can live a long time.
And
not if he gets shot in the fucking face.
He can live a long time. He gets shot in the eyeball with an orc arrow or a space laser gun by an Iron Man. Which I'm surprised no one picked Iron Man.
Yeah.
Tony Stark is an arrogant
bitch. He was actually one of my backs.
That was one of the main reasons I didn't pick him was because of his
conflict.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Conflict, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He would cause issues. Because
he
team,
would
think
he's the smartest guy on the team for sure.
Always thinks he's the
he
smartest
wouldn't take
guy
yeah.
Room,
but but like Josh was saying with Jared's team, I just don't know how well it would flow. Black Panther's kind of a lone gun too. Green Arrow, he can be, you know, he likes to fly solo. Hellboy, he would just kind of be like, what the fuck are all you doing? Like, literally, like,
yeah.
I don't, yeah, like, what, I need a cigar and some beer.
Sure.
Like, and then Ghost Rider, I did like him for the Resistances. It was pretty cool.
Smart.
It's
smart.
So
I had him on my list.
Steel type.
I had him on my list.
Well,
so
steel type. Yeah, basically.
So that's your Metagross.
Yeah, him and Hellboy both are kind of my defense.
Like that D.
I guess Superman too, but you know.
Superman, we all know he's
top dog.
He was the last.
He's
pick
an
the,
asshole.
He was the last pick of the
like,
Vegas, but it makes the most sense.
With Petey's team, I am disappointed
smart.
That he picked Groot and he didn't have Rocket with him. Like,
yeah,
they're
Rocket's
a team.
Kind of team.
They're
Ratchet
a dynamic duo.
Ratchet and Clank.
You can't just have a Ratchet.
Yeah.
Without a Clank.
You
right?
Can't have a, yeah, you
gotta
try
to
sack
it.
Right. Fuck it up, Pete.
That's presuming that in this world, they both existed in the same time.
Well,
you know?
But it's just...
What if Groot latched on to Master Chief? What if that happened?
No.
Ooh.
No, that wouldn't work right.
No.
Then there's just they're both so quiet. They're both just sitting there like.
And think about
Cortana.
How slow they both.
Like there's no.
Okay. No.
Master Chief is the slowest motherfucker.
Beast and Groot makes sense.
Yeah, Groot's
Beast
like,
and Groot could actually latch onto each other pretty fucking well.
That's probably true.
I can see that going really well
because
he does a lot
Cause
of
they're,
botany.
They're
type
furry
stuff.
Too. Beast
only
is
one's
for,
furry.
He could basically
but no, no, I'm saying
do a manatee thing with him.
And Rocket.
What are those things called in the Halo 4? The
exosuits?
Yeah, what do they call it? They call it
Mantis?
Like Mantis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Groot could basically be like a mantis.
Around Beast?
Around,
that'd be
oh,
cool.
Around Beast or Master
oh, man.
Chief?
The big
that'd,
okay.
That'd be actually pretty badass.
Rocket launcher.
Yeah, right. I kind of get you. I kind of get you. But I didn't want to use up a character on just the fact that he kind of has a sidekick.
Dude, the tinkering he does is badass. He
like,
makes
what's
it really
this?
True. It's true. It was like waking up.
Destroys moons.
Is he
just laying here?
Han Solo, you know?
Yeah.
Is that a box?
Yeah.
What's
a
box
going to
do?
For sure.
Yeah.
Some of that.
And
he's leaving laying around.
Let's. I just want to know, AJ, what would be your team name? Like, PhDs?
Team Spider-Man. Team Spider-Man.
All about them. All about that smart.
Club Med.
Seriously, almost everybody on my team is really smart. Martian Manhunter's a genius.
He is.
Doctor Strange is a genius.
Club Med.
That's
fucking
what I labeled
Club
your team
Med.
As.
Your team could literally perform surgery to save other teammates' lives.
Hold on, you're dying, I got you. Okay, you're good for 10 minutes.
Jared's team is sexist.
Game we ever
he
play,
has
he
all
plays
men.
The healer,
yep.
Like the siren.
Wow.
What I mainly like about Petey's team
Jared's.
Is that
oh, man,
it has three X-Men on it.
Yeah, it was very X-Men centric, I
and
noticed after a while.
I don't know
I
if Silver Surfer would be convinced to save Earth.
Right. He doesn't really seem too big of a fan. Like, he can get two shit.
He just flies off. Based on the history that I read, the whole reason he knows of Earth is he came here and, like, kind of fell in love with the people. It reminded him of before when he was a Silver Surfer. And that's
to fight Galactus.
And, yeah, and that's when he fought against Galactus. And then Galactus is like, you're banished to Earth now. And then he realized that his Borb was the only thing that was banishing there. So once he got past the force field that was keeping him there, he took down Galactus again.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, he was, well, he know was like, fuck yeah, like,
fuck yeah, brief history.
America!
But yeah, I guess that makes it, in my opinion, like Josh said, I don't know about Groot. He eats wood. Thad made a good,
eats meat.
You know, Rain makes wood, and
yeah, he eats wood. Could work together.
It could work, but it's like...
He's really fucking powerful, man.
And Beast can chop the wood down.
Chop
them. I don't know.
Well, just keep coming back.
Keeps coming back. Yeah, and they used examples in, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, like, when there's actual ground troops and stuff, he can put out spores and stuff and put them to sleep.
Right, yeah.
He is...
He can grow larger.
That's why I like that team mainly, too.
What's that Pokemon? Bellsprout. He's a Bellsprout.
He's your Bellsprout, bro.
I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that.
James when he can in
that
a victory
be, that
bell.
That could be a whole other episode, taking these teams and equating them.
I feel like Groot's a pretty strong part of the good team for ground.
Well, Groot's just a badass. He is. That's a fact.
Well, and if you think about it, he is pretty...
The only thing he got in the way, I would say, is a communication issue.
Yeah, because he can't talk.
Groot.
But if you're like,
Vin Diesel,
Groot,
and that's it.
You down with this? And he's probably like, well, I am Groot. And he's Groot. Like, and then you're like, well, what the fuck? Well, and then he's like,
I am Groot.
You know, Shane nods his head. Obviously, the microphone can't see that.
No, for real. I'm Groot, man. No, for real.
Fuck, man. You heard me.
Yeah, man. You heard. He'd be good stuff as long as you conquer that hurdle.
Well, who do you think is the winner?
Who do we think won?
Yeah,
I personally.
Who has the best team to defend Earth against anything?
It's really close. I mean, all three of them had pretty good teams as far as... I mean, like, AJ's is obviously like Club Med, like we were talking about. You know, it's like everybody's got some sort of resilience. They can all
chip in.
Hunker down.
Die, but everybody else on Earth can.
It's kind of like, they can make a big bubble and stay inside of it, and everything else around will just deteriorate, and they'll be fine. So I don't know if that'll necessarily save Earth.
400 cubic feet, motherfucker.
Yeah, it might just do Manhattan, maybe.
There you go.
But
there you go.
Just save one city.
But yeah, I like PD's team, personally. It's, like I said, it just seems like it'll flow the best. It'll have everybody kind of working towards it. Everybody's a natural defender. You know, they all want to kind of, you know, Nightcrawler, he's obviously going to be... fit in weird, but
he's an X-Men.
He's an X-Men, and he's gonna be able to. It's gonna give it like a +5 morale, you know, like for having three members of the same class. Like,
Storm will be queen.
Like three team.
Be that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll kind of take over.
Yeah, her and her Master Chief would definitely fight hand in hand as leaders.
I just don't agree with the Master Chief on there, though. That's my big thing.
Yeah, it's weird, but I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Like,
he's got good combat skills overall.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, there's still going to be ground troops most
Master
of the time.
Master Chief
any
with
sort of
they're talking
blade.
About arrows.
What if he has to fight an asteroid?
Fight an asteroid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know.
There's an asteroid.
Are we having
Earth.
A war against asteroids?
We'll hijack another
comet. There's an asteroid coming towards Earth. What's Master Chief going to do?
Nah, shit. The Silver Surfer's going to take care of that.
He's going to open a portal.
He's going to tell the Silver Surfer, take care of that shit.
Yeah, get that.
I'm figuring
I
we
don't
got
know.
It, because I'm defending
have to flip
Earth.
A coin on this
I'm pre-assuming that we're not going into space for anything.
I'm going to go with...
Silver Surfer doesn't need oxygen.
Staying against natural disasters, I would probably say AJ's team.
Yeah.
But since anything can happen, I'm probably going to go with Petey's team. Because of the point that he just made about the asteroid. If something's coming, an asteroid, a rocket, or any sort of natural or man-made disaster, Silver Surfer's pretty much got it. Like, it's taking
this
care
is true.
Of
I was gonna say Superman could be like, blow it up or freeze it and blow it up. Or
there's a rocket and an asteroid. Superman will blow the rocket into the asteroid.
Superman will do it as it happens. Superman will do it in front of all the masses, whereas the Silver Surfer will be able to take care of it before anybody even knows. Because
he's got cross-dimensional.
He'll just go to the place and like open a portal
and
then put it somewhere else.
Superman needs press 2.
Nobody's
Superman needs bitches.
Superman needs press 2.
He's got to get his media time.
So, I got my vote's going with Petey as well.
Yeah.
I won't argue that, I guess.
I won't argue
well,
Josh, not your vote doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking AJ's team, man. Fucking AJ's team.
The tip of my penis.
I do believe this, but all these teams are awesome, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy how complex they
get. Well, okay. Did have a good chunk of my like all-time favorite heroes. And I will go with Petey on this one, too. Gambit is a G. Gambit is a fucking G.
He's a total G.
Nightcrawler? Come on. Yeah. He's, like, perfect for any sort of, like, subterfuge or anything like
right,
that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He can fucking
sneak around super easily.
And he can do it with other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he can, like, take Beast and, like, teleport him onto some awesome thing. I don't know.
No, yeah. I have to go with that one because Nightcrawler is a really good, like, thing to have in action.
And teleportation.
Yeah.
It's the best reconnaissance for sure, I would think.
Yeah. He wants to go somewhere he can fucking go there.
So, I mean, you got two teleporters.
You do have a good point with Black Panther, though. He's fucking... He'd be a good rival against Nightcrawler, though.
He's so
quick. Because he's got that fucking that free sense,
fast
the cognition.
And stealthy, and, aware, utter awareness. And... Yep, I agree.
That's
cool. Fucking ain't right.
So PD won.
So we've decided that PD's team won.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
decided that PD's
team won. Three votes to zero for either of the other two, AJ or Jared.
Hey, man, you know...
I was gonna say both came.
It's not to say your teams are bad.
Consolation prize. This was a great time.
PD's right. Is a little bit.
I had fun.
I couldn't vote for the AJ just because they told me I couldn't.
Silver Surfer.
Just because.
Silver
Surfer,
man.
Too biased.
Let's rein it in for the finish here.
For the outro.
I got something that I kind of want to try out with the two of you before we finish it off.
Oh God.
Oh, this is gonna be awesome.
You guys
want to
hold hands?
Yeah.
What smells,
so,
man?
I'm just.
What smells?
I wanna end it with what would you do if situation?
Okay. Oh, I like these.
So,
would you rather suck your mom's dick or your dad's dick? Your mom's dick or your dad's dick?
That's a hell of a situation.
Would you rather suck?
So, you're alone in the woods, stranded.
I already don't like this.
And you come upon Sasquatch. With
okay.
A raging erection, and you just disturbed his meal, and he just caught eyes with you.
Wait, I have a raging erection?
He, okay. Sasquatch, is staring you down face to face in the eyes with a murder boner. What do you do? What is your reaction? What do you do next?
Boner.
Like,
I think my natural reaction is to run, but at the same time, I'm like...
just
fucking dumbfounded. I'm seeing
Sasquatch. Is gonna be pretty fucking quick, dude.
I'm literally shell shocked that Sasquatch is standing right in front of me. Not only that, but he has a raging erection and he's coming for me.
And I'm gonna guess it's like a red rocket erection.
Yeah.
Like I don't think he's got
like
a human penis. He's got a big lipstick, like
maybe it's Maybelline.
A big, you know, like the mini baseball bats they give out at baseball games, like that size.
I'm glad we're all on the same page because I pictured the exact same thing.
I don't think Sasquatch's got a lipstick dick.
He's got a lipstick dick. No,
AJ, sassy staring you in the face with lipstick. What do you want?
Lipstick.
He just
first
chose
thing.
Run.
First
all he had
well,
was run
I,
and
no,
confusion.
My natural instinct is to run, but at the same time. I might, risky as it may be, I might play dead or attempt to hide. This risk.
You're gonna be that fucking frog with the monkey in the zoo cage. Fucking bullfrog.
He's gonna pick you up
He's
and use you as a pocket
literally
pussy.
Literally skull fuck me.
I have two plans. I got two plans.
Alright, what?
Like I said, it's risky.
My first plan is to yell at him. Does a bear shit in the woods? After that, I'll get a Fusro dime. And then after that, I'm gonna throw Jack Link's beef jerky and get the fuck out of there.
The Lynx is your good plan.
My secondary plan? Slather some peanut butter on my balls and asshole and hope for the best experience I can get.
Just let him have what he wants and
just let him have it. That honestly, that probably is the best plan.
And live on, man.
Right? Is to just
live
let him
that live, man.
Let him
live
have
that
his
live.
Way with you and hope he doesn't kill you.
I got pounded by Sasquatch. Let me
Sassy's gonna tear my arms off if I try to fight this. So,
I'm about to have that.
Honestly, that's probably one of the smarter plans. Unless you're armed, then obviously defend yourself. But let's just
Not even a butter knife, just a piece of celery spreader.
You should just slam. You should just try to rub the peanut butter in his hair and just be like, "Good luck getting that shit out."
And then run.
Yep.
Because Sasquatch is really a Wookiee.
Fucking Chewbacca?
Well, I mean, Sasquatch. They're probably the same thing.
Maybe he was fucking Chewbacca.
Oh.
Word.
What would you do, Petey?
Yeah, Petey, what would you do? What would you? Now that you've heard
I didn't really think of that part. I just was curious what you guys thought of. Shit,
bitch.
Honestly, though, in 100% honesty, probably the best thing you could do at that point, if you can't outrun him, is literally to just hope he doesn't kill you and just lay down.
I think in all seriousness, I'd just turn around and try to walk away slowly.
Right, just be like,
as to not raise alarm.
Look, don't turn your back. Lie that fucker down and walk backwards.
All right, right. Yeah, probably do that.
As soon as you turn your back, like he's going to see an opportunity.
Take your pants off and get a boner. And
get my own boner.
Just sword fight it out.
Dude, if
he can't fight you while torched.
Dude, if a sassy is smaller than me torched, that's embarrassing.
Oh, man.
We all don't have baby arm for dicks, Dad.
Yeah, for dicks.
Well,
that's
not my fault.
It's not your fault at all. It's a good Lord's fault.
It's horrible.
All right, well, we'll probably wrap this one up. I think we're probably
going
a little long.
I'm
going to
have
time.
Some horrible nightmares tonight. Sasquatch is going to haunt my dreams. Sam Squanch. Sam Squanch is going to haunt my dreams.
I'd rather have B-string, you know. He'd be a gentle lover. Yeah.
He'd at least make an evening.
He'd at least let you have your hands up.
Right. He'd wine and dine you first.
Yeah, Sasquatch would be like handing the small of your bag and just fucking ram and
just gorilla fuck.
Up against the small, like a rough, smooth army monster.
Stuff you in the corner.
Small
of
your back.
You
literally look like you have like hulges on your face because you just got your face right like mossy, barky tree.
I picture it more like he's got his hand on the back of your fucking head and he's shoving you into a tree while he fucking dusty. Like, he's not gonna be any sort of gentle.
While you're forced to lick a squirrel's balls or something.
I mean, if you're putting your hand on the small of their back, at least you're like, hey, I'm just trying to support you, baby. You know?
Come on, baby.
Hand in the back of the head is just like, I don't give a fuck what happens to you.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it, because this is gonna happen no matter what.
I feel like you guys just lived out your sexual fantasies via Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
I can only
God damn
hope
Sam
my girlfriend holds me down.
Jack Link's beef jerky.
I could actually go for some beef jerky.
You were talking about beef.
I was Jesus earlier. Christ.
You got final thoughts?
I could go for some beef jerky.
All right, beef jerky is the final.
Beef jerky is my
week.
Final thought, and something smells like dog in here.
That's
probably the dog.
Yeah,
the
dog. Something smells like dog.
What's up, dog?
You're right, man.
Well, that's Gentleman's Inquiry for the week, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Fun times.
Well, yeah. Petey's out, huh?
And yeah. J-Rad's out, eh?
Oh.
Third pick asshole. AJ's out. Bullshit.
Later, eh? And have a real Canadian winter.